Manuscript Releases Volume 2, Numbers 97 to 161. MR, Number 105. Statement regarding experience in canvassing as an absolute prerequisite for the ministry. Reference to action taken at the 1888 General Conference. Another resolution was passed that might have been laid upon the table, that is, the one in reference to training all licentiates in the canvassing work before permitting them to enter the ministry. This was to be an absolute rule, and notwithstanding all I had to say against this resolution, it was carried. It was not right for the conference to pass it. It was not in God's order, and this resolution will fall powerless to the ground. I shall not sustain it, for I would not be found working against God. This is not God's way of working, and I will not give it countenance for a moment. Retrospective reference in 1894. Let us consider the proposition presented at the Minneapolis meeting. Some who did not receive their counsel from God prepared a resolution which was carried, that no one should labor as a minister unless he first made a success in the canvassing field. The Spirit of the Lord did not indict that resolution. It was born of minds that were taking a narrow view of God's vineyard and His workmen. It is not the work of any man to prescribe the work for any other man, contrary to his own convictions of duty. He is to be advised and counseled, but he is to seek his directions from God, whose he is, and whom he serves. If one undertakes the canvassing work and is not able to sustain himself and his family, it is the duty of his brethren, so far as lies in their power, to help him out of his difficulty, and disinterestedly open ways whereby this brother may labor according to his ability and obtain means honestly to sustain his family. Released January 1959.